Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Tuesday, August 20th. Bit of a turnaround Tuesday here today with corn, wheat, and beans all higher. This on worse than expected, good to excellent crop progress conditions yesterday afternoon. So we've got December corn up a nickel, 379 and a half, still below that resistance from the highs of last week at 381. Corn was 56% good to excellent versus 57%. Last week market was expecting to be maybe 1 to 2 higher at 58 or 59. Taking a look at wheat, September up 2.5 at 468. Kansas City, September up a penny at 392 and a quarter. Minneapolis, SEP steady at 505 and a half. Winter wheat came in 93% harvested versus 98% on average. Spring wheat, 70% good to excellent. That's up 1 point from last week. And spring wheat was 16% harvested. I think they're expecting 18 to 20%. And that's versus 49% on average. In the beans, we had November up 6.25 cents at 872 and three quarters. Beans came in again a couple of points below expectations, 53% good to excellent versus 54% last week. In the beans, we had pod setting running behind 68% versus 85% on average. And in the corn, well behind in both the doughing and the denting stages. So, again, some immaturity issues creeping up here. That was also noted in yesterday's first leg of the Pro Farmer Tour going through parts of South Dakota in the western leg and Indiana, Ohio in the eastern. Pod counts and corn yield down from last year. And some pretty wide ranges in there, kind of 100 to 254 bushels in the corn in the western half, and in the eastern they had ranges of well below 100 to about 220. And so we are also noticing there are a lot of late beans. So we will have to take a look at what numbers come out today and see as we move into parts of the country that may be doing a little better than where we looked at yesterday. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.